You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Leslie DeMont. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has managed to keep the buzz going around the release of a generative pre-trained transformer, GPT-5, and a ChatGPT search engine by calling previous versions dumb. Here's why enterprises would do well to seek alternatives. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Are we misreading OpenAI's tea leaves? OpenAI published a blog in March, hinting at the release of GPT 4.5 Turbo, while Altman referred to a new ChatGPT model this year when asked by a podcaster about GPT 5. On the 6th of May, Altman posted, "I am a good GPT-2 chatbot," adding to the buzz. This model, which can be accessed at chat.lmsys.org, has two windows that display responses by competitors, for example, GPT-4 and Llama 3. When you ask a question and rate the models, good, bad, or tie, the good GPT-2 bot outperforms OpenAI's GPT-4 and Claude Opus on some tasks, suggesting that OpenAI will soon release a new GPT model. And what about the new search engine? OpenAI is set to announce some ChatGPT and GPT-4 updates. Some believe it will release a ChatGPT search engine aimed at stealing the thunder from Google, whose I/O 2024 event begins on the 14th of May. Recent reports on Y Combinator's Hacker News community also suggest that OpenAI has registered a domain name, search.chatgpt.com. Besides, ChatGPT Plus users can already access real-time information using the Bing option. But Altman has queered the pitch by posting that the demo will not be GPT-5, not a search engine, but some new stuff we think people will love. What do these developments imply? If OpenAI releases a search engine, it will compete with not only Google, the market leader with over 80% share, but also with Microsoft's Bing that is anyway powered by ChatGPT. But not everyone is happy about Altman's mixed messages. On the 7th of May, cognitive scientist Gary Marcus posted on X, "It's been 14 months and nothing that merits the name GPT-5 has emerged. Why is Microsoft wooing OpenAI rivals? Microsoft has invested over $10 billion in OpenAI and uses its GPT models to power Copilot and Bing. This dependence demoralized Microsoft's in-house AI team, according to Business Insider, prompting it to invest $16 million in French AI startup Mistral AI that rivals OpenAI. Microsoft is also building its own AI model, May 1, says the information. This team is led by Mustafa Suleiman, former CEO of Google's DeepMind and AI startup Inflection before Microsoft acquired Inflection for $650 million. Why must firms hedge their LLM bets? Marcus added in the above-cited post. How long before we acknowledge that alternative approaches are needed? Other than OpenAI's GPT-3 and -4, enterprises can access Meta's Llama 2 and 3, Anthropic's Claude 3 model family, Haiku, Sonnet, and Opus, Google's Gemini 1.0 Ultra and Gemini 1.0 Pro, and large language models, LLMs, from the likes of Mistral, Cohere, and Falcon 2. Abacus AI CEO Bindu Reddy said, "The prudent thing to do is not to be married to any one single LLM." Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.